Va'ama, shekol olam kedai lei. Pirush, shekol olam hu roi l'misha oisik b'teir l'shma. V'zeh mipnei k'ateir hi al ha'olam ativi. So the whole world is roi for somebody as it to shma, because teir is ha'olam ativi. Let's explain a little bit. V'dovazeh be'arnu pa'amim harbe k'ateir hi al ha'olam. So the pshat's like this. The klal gadol is that anyone within a klal is not the entire klal. So if there is nobody within the world, or there's nothing within the world that is worth the entire world. By definition, that the whole is greater than any part of it. So if my metzias is limited to a certain, it's a certain circle. So I'm within that circle, but tachlis, I'm not more than that. If I'm above it, so then this whole thing is just a sniff of mine,
and everything is just keilu.
Then it's possible to say that I'm shoved the entire mitzias, because since my mitzias is bigger than the entire mitzias, in other words, I can include that entire mitzias in my mitzias. So lemachol, let's say I own a company and somebody is working for me. So any one worker within the company, it's hard for him to say that I make the other person totally useless. But for the person who owns the firm, because this is my mahalach and now you no longer shaykh to it, then you have no place. If you mean oisik teir lishma, so and that's why there's the hadgasha teir lishma. Teir that's not lishma is a product of this world. So lemashal, if a person is in teir for covet, for money, or for whatever, so that's part of the values of this world. So that type of teir is of this world. And I can't say that the entire world is equal to something that's part of it. Masha inkein, if a person is lishma is a teir of a different mitzias. And b'meil it's shaykh to say that the entire world is shtalling tzut, the whole world is a timtza for something beyond it. V'dozibar v'pom harbe chateir l'oilam, v'ayin l'mal et zayfar chulaba, v'dozibar romza teira. Ki ascholas b'yas oilam hi b'beis, v'lascholas ateir b'alaf, shem anecha shem alekecha, lo'idia ki malas ateir yikodemis. But let's understand this in another mashal as well, and not a mashal, but not, and another nekuda that I think it fits very well. The Shalach Kodesh says this, that mitzvahs, he speaks about mitzvahs, not about the Torah not being mukhlefes and so on, and basically his point is that the world of mitzvahs as we have it is one particular expression of the mystical world of mitzvahs. I've said over many times the Bala Tanya, who says that Yaakov Avinu, when he peeled the sticks, was a p'china of tefillin, the Zohar Kodesh says. And the question is, I mean, yes, it's just black and white, but has no shayach to tefillin. So his point is that tefillin, that all mitzvahs have a sheirish elyon, and there's a hechatimtzah, there's a way to express it, and the olam ha-mitzvahs is the way it's expressed in this world. That's how olam ha-mitzvahs works. So b'meila, this world is, the physical world that we have, with all of its inyanim, is a bitui of that. And b'meila, just one second, I want to take a call. So he says, V'dovaz ha-ramza v'teira, ki ascholas b'ri ha-so'ilam hi b'beis. V'la ascholas ha-teira hi b'alef. Sh'anoich ha-shem alekecha. So b'ri ha-so'ilam starts with a beis, and teira starts with an alef. because that's a sheirish. And this physical world, the way in which the Amitas HaTorah is present in this world, is a hemshah. It's one oifen. So Lamarshall, let's give a very simple example. If I want to make a hole presented for a simcha, so there are many ways I can present it in an oifen that's ma'ir simcha. A lot of lights, a lot of this, that, the other thing. There's different echetimtzes to bring out sort of regish of simcha that I want to bring out as the pnimius. The echetimtzes could be very bright light, could be very bright colors, could be balloons, or whatever it is. Here also, this world is the base to an aleph. So Torah starts with aleph, that's a sheirish, that's a certain nekudatzmis, and everything else comes from it. So it means the entire Zion goes into the Ches. It's not normally just think of it, it's beyond as a Madrega higher. A Madrega higher doesn't do justice to the picture. It's like it's like these babushkas, a doll within a doll within a doll. The Ches is a much bigger doll which contains Zion in it. So all of the Zion Mebreishes are expressions of different inyanim, but the inyanim mitzaratzmam are pnimistic inyanim. And that's why the mizmor of Kuf Yutes has eight times. Because the kol mizmor Yisrael Torah she al ha'olam hazeh. So he brings down on the bottom the gears is the opposite by us. Walk upon him, both in Yonim are merumas or something, and he'll explain. In other words, there's no way to bring any type of comparison between the two, because this world is Gashmi, the world of Torah Sichlis, and Bimela, it's all going to fall short of it. So now he's saying like this, even though this world has chachma within it, meaning both within the context of the physical mitzvahs of the world, chachma sateva, and b'neila anoshim chachamim. In other words, chachmas adam is the chachma of the physical world, of the teva. Even in terms of isnahagus, we have a chachma where what builds a good society? How do you put together a society that functions and works well? We can come up with some good ideas. But all of these are chachmas that are within the world. It's a chachma about the pieces in the world and nothing more than that. So when I'm studying physics, I'm studying about a very specific world with specific pieces in this world. What causes these pieces to move, to stand, to look a certain way, and so on. And even if I study philosophy, what I'm studying is the chachma of the inner functioning of the world meets out the world. What makes a society a good society, a healthy society, a sustainable society? How does a person get along with a person? What is a person looking for? My context is all within this world. So I look around at all the chafetzim in this world, and I say, one person says a person is looking for this hana, one person says looking for that hana, and so on. But the chachma is within this world. There's nothing about the chachma that can transcend this world by definition. I can't say anything wise about a world that I have no idea what it's about. So there's no chachma yoina in this world. Rak seichel adam nikra. Seichel adam means it's a type of seichel that person has, which is a total understanding of the physical world. So when we say we're not talking about steak or any physical gashmis tikhano. That's sort of obvious that's like crude. No, that's not a tushdel. But what we are talking about is that the divrei chachma of this world don't have a tushdel. The divrei chachma of this world have no shaychus to the divrei chachma that's beyond this world. Leman d'ama afa mitzvus, ka mitzvus heim al de meis adam gashmi. Well, the figure called mitzvah Torah shemai adam gashmi shav derech na Torah. This is the same mashu we said before, that mitzvus are all Torah that can express itself in our limited world. So how can a person express a certain inyan of simcha, or a lulav, or a esrig, and so on, but that's all. The lefika kol mitzvah atorah shemais adam agashmi and sevach natorah. Ki kol mitzvah atorah, afal gav sheish b'ma chachma, hari ha mitzvah aldei meis agashmi, v'atorah ya chachma bolvad. Void is boyazeh. So even though mitzvah atorah contain within itself that chachma, so the what makes lulav and esrog tefillin something chashuv is a pnimiyistik inyan which is of chachma, but the mitzvah kashlatzmoy is a physical inyan limited. What it says that fik amar kan shekol olam kulo kedai loy, v'tzolaymer ki kedai ha'olam hazeh sheyeh al zeh mishaoisik b'torah lishma. So the entire world is shaykh to this person because this person has what it takes to give meaning to the entirety of the world.
Why was he going in the physical world to understand Torah?
Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the story that he used to come down to this world?
He
went to live
in Rav. Because for halacha, in other words, let's back up a step. The tachlis of giving Torah in this world was to bring it down to every mitzias in this world. So that's the process of halacha. We take every inyan and shtel it suit its right nekuda. So just like the marshal, let's give an example that you're saying. A doctor works in a hospital, or he works with patients. So in the textbook, he learns more klalim in yanim, and then every chayla, he has to shtel tzu where his particular pain is coming from, his ache is coming from, and so on. So the chayla is always a prat, and the chachma is a cloud. Now, on the one hand, so if we ask ourselves, each particular case in terms of its mitzias is a much lower notch than what it says in the book. But me as a doctor, the tachlis in the book is to understand how to apply it. So when I'm learning Torah, there's two directions that I take when I'm learning Torah. In the world of halacha, I'm taking a deep sheirish and applying it to this world. So that way, I'm being mamshich the kedusha into this world, because that's what the Rebbe Shem wanted. That's the tachas abriya. On the other hand, if I ask myself, when I deher the chachma versus the particular metzias, it's an adoyme. This is a klal, this is a prat. So where I need to apply halacha and where I need to apply the olam mitzvahs, my obligation is to be mamshich from the ma'al lemaka. My understanding of the yachas is the other way around, that the mala is much higher than the mata. So when you want to learn halacha, you have to see, you have to actually spend time in the field looking and seeing at the movement of the sheep by Pchairis. Okay. So that's the yachas. And again, it's all we learn Torah Lishma, because Torah Lishma is, it means it's for that purpose. It's interesting. The famous Bach who speaks about Birchas HaTorah, and it's Chshivas and Shalei Baruch HaBatera Tchila, when the Bach wants to point at a learning that's not L'shem Lishma 100%, one of the dugmas that he's used is kind of, is they wanted to learn it to know the Is and the Heta. In other words, each thing, what's Mutter, what's Aser, but that's it. So I'm learning your Deya because I'm a caterer, and I need to know what's kosher, what's not. But that's the only tachas of it. It's not I'm trying to understand the musig of basar b'chalav, the sheirish of basar b'chalav. I probably need to keep my kitchen kosher, so I'm learning the halachas. So if that's all I see in Torah, that's a p'chisa. To see that Torah is taken down just as a chetimtza for this world is a p'chisas. But that the tachlis of this world, that Torah penetrate this world, the answer is certainly. So it goes in both directions. The tachlis of this world was that Torah penetrate even this world. And that requires understanding how to apply a hecher Torah to very practical, specific maisim and fakert. But I need to understand that the sheirish is way beyond. Okay. The next one is Shenikra Re. So here we have the whole list in the of wonderful things that a person is zecher zorm harbe, kol el kulak daihuloi, nikra rea. Pirshu rea al kadosh baruch hu, v'gam hu rea el habriyos. V'shem rea noifol al shnayim sheish lem shita v'chibo. Ki kasha yoyma ruvein hu rea shimoin, milu gam kein, she gam shimin rea ruvein. Ki Hashem azabal shem reachat. There is no, when I talk about a friend of mine, it's not a one-way relationship where I say I like Yankel. If I say me and Yankel are friends, the bilateral aspect of that relationship is inherent in those words. Miloshin Rea, ki avu kisha nefesh b'neav legamet shafshu k'moisei, v'mi komuk l'ashrei nemal shedron shishnam chibu b'yachat, zeh lozeh v'zeh lozeh. Aval efshe ki ruven oyev shimin, shimin oyev es ruven, alim kenyem es ruven oyev eshal shimin. So he's saying basically nafkemina is, ohev is a description of a one-sided relationship. I like Reuven a lot, so that tells me about me. It could be Reuven doesn't particularly care for me, but that. So in those words, I like Reuven a lot. I deher something about me. When I say Reuven and myself are friends, areim, so that automatically includes in itself the chibur of the two together. Reus by definition is a chibur. Ava is not a chibur. Ava is a chibur that you have for somebody, but it's not a chibur. I can say the word ohavo. So Vafilim Reuven Oyva Shem Shem Oyva Shem Kol Kol Liku Reim Kein Loshen Reya Rak Vashay Shem Shidu Vreyes Biyacha. So Oyev also can define, Oyev defines just the feelings. So it could be, I like Reuven a lot, Reuven likes me a lot, but what I've described is two separate one-way feelings. It just happens to be together. Mashayin Kein, when I say we are Reim, so what I'm describing is it's a title of two people mechuba together to some degree. So he says the Rea Ohuv means that the person is Mechuber. He's Ohuv both for Tachtoinim, he's a Rea, both Tachtoinim and El Yoinim. Now, what he's saying is the Reyes over here, Nikar Rea, means he's a Rea both Tel Yoinim and Tachtoinim. And the reason is because Adam has a Shituf, when a person learns Torah, he has a Shituf of both of them. And the reason is simple, because Torah itself has in itself, like we said before, Yoinim Tachtoinim. Mitzad it Sheirish, it deals with the Yoinim. Mitzad it's Lamata deals with Tachtoinim. And when the person learns, he's Mischaba with both of them. So I assume this is because learning, understanding something, is a certain primistic achibur that you wouldn't get in any other asiya. In other words, in all asiyas, you have a in all asiyas, it's a pool that I do. In Torah, the nature of Torah is that I'm mischabed to it. If it's in my mind and I'm thinking about it and mull over it, then be'etzma, it's a chibur. V'omar shenika ohuv oyevus amokim oyevus abriyas. Kreis baya ki avi kisha nevesh benev. Beis achtos legami. U'misha ter l'shmo hine yeshra kisha vegs Hashem Yisbarach. V'Hashem Yisbarach imoy. So that's an ave is a chibur. It just could be a one-way chibur. V'chein shal chibur nimtsoim kulo. V'dov ze mevuach kol nimtsoim shem kisha chibur ha-teira. Ha-teira Hashem Yisbarach. Ki ha-teira yisera nimtsoim shem Hashem Yisbarach. So mainly when a person is davak to Torah, both elements of Torah, he's davak to both elements. The element of Torah which describes Tachtoinim, and the element that describes beyond Tachtoinim. The pshat that Alma means that all of Torah is it's a sort of a seder, a bria, aligning the bria with al yainim, and with mele this is the look at geshchalam tzom kriol Torah shebem nivra koil shebem akol ba Torah a seder shemesudim shav shemesbo lefig mishaisik b'Torah l'shma ach shaisik b'Torah l'shma ba Torah shekishem hashemesbo shozeh nikar rei ala mokoi v'chein nikar mitzad zeh rei ala bria skoiz b'azeh lemaila gamkin perik. So you have over here a kesher, a mutual kesher with Rebbein Shalom. That's called Reya. Now, one more reason why you have a mutual kesher by learning, I think, is as follows. When it says Leiba Shemayim Hi, so it doesn't just mean that the Psak Halacha is like us, you know, that Leib Shemayim means Torah's Mitzias Tachtoina realizes itself in this world Bedafka. In other words, Torah, we said before, is a Sherish with a certain expression in this world. It doesn't, so I'm Mashlim Torah when I shtel it so over here. I'm a real shutif in it, because the Torah gives me a sheirish, and the tzushtel is my tzushtel. Leib HaShemayim means the tzushtel is meant to be Tachtonim make that sushtel. That's why the person becomes a Reya. And so Reyes describes the mutuality of it, and Ava describes the power of how much of a chibur it is. Okay, we'll hold it here, Mr. Shem.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Just a general thing, but he touched on it before. He talked about Seichel, the Torah Seichel, and going on, this is Seichel. Right. I'm just thinking about, I don't get the dimmer. Let's take the moshel of the doctor. The doctor has a book of all aches and pains. So right. That's the Chokmah. But at the end of the day, the Chokmah, if Nuyutsu, there wouldn't be any people. There wouldn't be Shach to be a textbook. But there wouldn't be a Bria of people.
Correct.
The textbook is only about the Bria of people. The Torah is something else completely. The Torah is the Elyon. And with people, without people, the Torah is the same. This is an expression of Torah in this world. Well,
okay, so let's take physics a little bit so it'll be easier. Gravity, light, whatever, is a description. Me as an earth person, I looked at all the heretimtzes of gravity, and this is the klal I came up with. So klapi me, this klal is a sum total of tachtonim. But I recognize it as some sort of koyach that obviously comes not from tachtonim. It's somehow there's this koyach which affects the tachtonim. So the relationship of how I know versus what am I describing is a hefach. I'm describing as something that's a klal from some other sheirish. This is, you know, it's like where the laws of nature come from. They came from someplace else. And how the law of gravity affects the world, I'll tell you what koyach it exerts, under what condition, when it works, when it doesn't work, and so on. So the both parts of it are true.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say that. Good.